Get to Know Me podcast is sponsored by Big Love LLC, an online clothing apparel shop for men, women, children, and no label. Feel free to visit our website today at biglovv.bigcartel.com. That's biglove.bigcartel.com.
No one be on your shitty ass social media or your fucking random ass no bar ass podcast. I don't give a fuck about that, nor you.
No joke right there. I'm so serious. Why so serious? A little joke. Just let her know when you want to be serious. Because when you want to be serious, I'm going to play around. And when you want to play around, I'm going to be serious. And if we want to play around and be serious at the same time, I'm just going to walk off and be serious and playing around while I'm being serious. Because I'm just playing around because I'm never serious.
Why, you been feeling good?
No, I ain't been feeling a bit. But I thank you all for being
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Busy Bad Boy. Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Roll it up, twist it up, and light it, because it's about to go down.
Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Go ahead and roll it, twist it, light it, get your coffee or your tea, meditate, pray, stage the building, because you never know what may be said over the airways of the Get to Know Me podcast platform. Today, I have a beautiful, lovely guest. And really, they ain't a guest. This is their home. They've been here before, but maybe you missed them before. We got Faello in the building. What is good, baby?
Hi. I'm really excited to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining
really.
Me. I just wanted to give you some huge flowers because you always support me no matter what. When I did Pride this year, you were front row. I was like, that's my
That was so much fun, honestly. Like, your
I
presence
was so happy to
fucking
see
crazy.
You did that.
Like, had me and my friend shaking ass. Like,
yes. And y'all so was fun. shaking it. It was so good to see familiar faces out there. I saw more familiar faces this year than last year. And you was front row right there cheering me on. I'm talking about the whole performance. You did not fail me. You showed up and showed out for me. And I will forever remember that. And I just love you for that. And I want to thank you for that. Straight up.
Oh, no, Lizzie. Thank you for freaking even blessing the freaking everyone with your fucking show. It's so fucking fun. Thank you so much.
So, like I mentioned, you've been on the show before, but we're going to reintroduce you just in case y'all missed them before. And we also want y'all to check out the last interview if you haven't, but we're going to give y'all a fresh one right now. So, tell us, like, the meaning behind the name Faello.
So, I kind of just, like, went through, like, a bunch of names and, like, ideas of what I wanted, like, my name to be, and I just kind of like broke down my actual name, and but L is like a part of like my like legal name, so I was just like, I want to, you know, just play off that because I don't want to lose like like my actualness, you know,
right.
Or who I actually am, you know.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'll just play on that, and then yeah, I just ended up like adding the low to the L and then L, yeah. So
I like that. It's definitely original. I always tell you I love your name. And first of all, I didn't even compliment your beauty. Like, get into this look, everybody. Like, check this out. Like, come on now. It's giving babe.
It's no glare. I'm just kidding.
It's giving babe. It's giving diva. Hello. Come on. Face
no.
check.
No.
Yes.
I do want to mention another part about my name. I also wanted it to, like, be, like, I also wanted so many people to be able to pronounce it from different backgrounds too.
Okay.
You know, like Faello, like you can still say it like that, you know, in Spanish.
Yeah.
But like you can also say like Faello, you know. Yeah. So I just wanted that flexibility.
I'm glad you did that, because people like me, I'm hood, I'm like Faello.
Yeah, you know.
I say it so all hood.
I really wanted to do that and just like make sure to like, I also wanted to give white people a hard time with it.
Bingo, you know? Baby.
I'm kidding.
I like that though. I love it. The name is beautiful. The music is beautiful. Everything that you do is beautiful, and you always stand out. That's something that I noticed about you. You don't do things in a average way. You do it extravagant. If you're going to be a part of something, you're going to make sure it's top tier. And so that's what I really like. Where did you get that from? Like, where do you feel like you get this this spunk from? Like, you're just all that in a bag of chips. Where you get that from?
I think in a bag of chips. I think just like growing up, like, and just, I don't know, it could also be my mom, but it could also be all the artists I grew up listening to and like just seeing like in like the Y2K times, like when everyone was just doing the camp looks and just, you know, like Nicki Minaj, she was like going all out, like no matter fucking what, like the fluffy suits and like, I don't know, I just always been into it. And my family is like the most like calm people, like they're so calm and I'm like so like loud, and even when I like now I just like visited my family, like they're like so chill, and I just like realized that even like in my looks I may not be like speaking, but like I look like a loud person, like I walk in and like it's loud, you know,
you shut it down
like, no matter what I do, like I feel like visually like I look like a loud person. So I mean I don't think it's a bad thing. I really like enjoy being extra and extravagant, and I feel like it's also a part of me just expressing myself and just wanting to just, I don't know, make a point, I guess. I don't know.
I
but
like that.
Most of it just comes like kind of like naturally. I don't know. I don't, sometimes when I think I'm like so toned down, I feel like people still see it as like me being like extra. But yeah, like right now, I don't know. I haven't worn this top ever, you know, so I was like, I'm going to wear it. This, you know?
I don't know. Cute. It's just like, it's something about you that just stands out. It's just who you are. Like you mentioned, it's natural. Like you don't, it's not you trying. It's not a part of an act. It's who you are. And everybody notices you when you step into a room, like you are the it, you know what I mean? Like you just stand out. You're brilliant in every way.
Thank you. I feel like a part of it, like, you know, it's like seeing artists like do it for so long, like, and just watching music videos and just all that, being inspired by them, just made it like a normal thing and just made it feel like kind of like a rule to me, where it's like, well, if you don't like go all out, then, you know.
Yeah, that's true. What's the point? That's true.
Yeah.
Where are you originally from? Because I forgot where you said you were originally from.
So I was born and raised in LA. I was there till like I was like 15, 16. And yeah, just South Central LA. Like I'm really from like, I just went back. It's like crazy to see like the progress and like, you know, where I'm from. It's like, it's like, there's a lot of homelessness there, a lot of like robbery. And like, it's crazy to like go back and like see the difference and like, how it's gotten kind of better, but at the same time, I don't know. I feel like it's gotten kind of worse. Like, I'm from like the hood, like in South Central LA. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's where I'm originally from, South Central LA. I'm like, do you know South Central LA?
Yeah, that's actually where I was living before I left Cali. I was living in Gardenia.
We would part.
Yeah.
Gardenia.
Yeah.
Gardenia. I stayed by Alameda 92nd. I'm like, I'm giving my address out.
Right.
Like, my family's still out there. Let me just tell you. No, but yeah, like I freaking like love it there. I don't know why, like a lot of people like get like panicked out about like the area, but I remember like walking to the store like late at night and not caring. But yeah, it's still, let me not get into that.
No, like I'm thinking like maybe that has a lot to do with why you're so fearless and why you know, just live the way that you live, because you grew up in that type of area where you couldn't really have fear. You were surrounded by so many different things. You know what I mean?
That honestly, I feel like that does have a lot to do with like me being so like whatever about certain things, because like, yeah, like I didn't know like drive-bys weren't like a normal thing, like, you know, or stuff like that. I didn't know like a lot of people didn't experience that. I thought it was like, oh, like, you know, even when like drive-bys were happening, this is like such a like dark topic, but like genuinely, like even when drive-bys were happening, like I feel like my parents would panic out more and I'd just be like sitting in my bed like, okay, like, bro, like we hear this all the fucking time, like I'm used to this, you know, like,
and I got used to living there
and I was just like, oh, like shots, whatever. Yeah. Even like now that I hear it, like sometimes my friends like will be over something like that, like it's like, oh, like it's just like gunshots, It's, I don't know. That's so bad, right? Like,
So you don't realize that, when it's that like, you grow up sort of like just kind of into that
brushing it off.
Traumatic environment that it doesn't even phase you. It doesn't even phase you.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's very interesting. Who would you say artistically inspired you? Because I know we mentioned a few artists, but artistically, who would you say, which artist just like kind of like really set some type of tone in your life as far as artistically, musically?
I feel like there's so many artists that I could not even name that are in my dad's playlist, but my dad like listens to so many like 70s, 80s music, like, and I feel like those artists are the ones that like basically like stuck in my head and like now I'm inspired by. I could say Tina Turner, I could say Kiss, who I freaking love back here. My dad loves Kiss. Police, who else? Stevie B. Oh my gosh, you know Stevie B?
I don't.
The song Spring Love. Spring Love, come back to me.
Okay, you know, I definitely know that song. Yeah.
Oh, that song is I remember like my dad driving in his Mustang just like playing that song, you know.
It brings that nostalgia back. It brings it back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So like just Stevie B, I don't know. There's so many artists. Honestly, I could go on. Jimi Hendrix. We love Jimi Hendrix.
I see that.
He opened so many doors for performers.
Yes. Totally.
Nicki Minaj is definitely a person who inspired me a lot. She has like her camp looks, her like artistry, her presence, her like her being so animated. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Beyonce, who is such a great performer. I can go on. Let me stop.
I love that list. I really love that list, especially the first name, Tina Turner. Like she definitely inspired a lot within me. This month I've been talking a lot about like mental health, and you know, we don't realize that as artists that we are some of the most like the strongest humans, because we deal with so much and we just put it all in the art, and that really helps us like, you know, I guess like deal with that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's been moments where you've used the art to stay motivated, because you know, times get hard, life gets dark a little bit. Do you feel like you use the art as like a way to kind of step out of that?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely like my place to go to when I need to cope or like get through something. And like, yeah, it's like my getaway. I feel like I definitely like art has like, I feel like art has kept me alive for real. Like there's been certain times where I've like, you know, like felt like I've been in my lowest point, and you know, just like going back to the art and being like, well, there's something you have to do with the art, and there's something that like that brings me back and keeps me going there. So like there's no way like I could like cut my life short, because you know there's still something for me out there, which is art, and like there's still something for me to share and say.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Yeah, I feel like art has definitely kept me alive, and like even like in my songs, like whenever I write, like I'm writing about true feelings, true stories, and they're just like me like putting a lot of like symbolism into my music or my lyrics, you know, just to kind of express myself through there, kind of speak to people through there. So yeah, definitely, like I definitely cope through music and arts.
I love that. Like, whenever people listen to your music, what do you expect them to take from it? Are there different messages in your music, or is it just a feeling you want them to have? Like, have you thought about that yet?
I feel like I had this thing where like I never liked to describe like what my music was about or what the song was about or stuff like that, because I didn't want to like take on like the perspective from the person. You know, I didn't want to tell them what to think when they like heard my music.
Uh-huh.
I wanted them more to just like, you know,
just feel
take it.
It
in and like just feel it and just like have a perspective on it and like think like for themselves of what the song was about. But also, I feel like there's like a lot of hidden messages, and there's ways that I like, you know, have certain lyrics written on purpose to kind of hide a little more of what I'm talking about, because I also like, I'm a very like, I like, I've also stopped my bag while writing music, because I often don't want to open up too much.
Uh-huh.
They're like, scares me a little bit to kind of just like put like my whole information out there, like
right
no, I like I want to like be seem like so strong where it's like, oh, like no, like no one would ever break my heart, but it's like, bro, like it happens, you know. So it's like that guarded side of me is like, oh, don't open up too much. But I've learned like a new way of like doing that through my music, and it's always like through symbolism and stuff like that. So like, yeah. And then also like I kind of like hate having to explain like the music, like, exactly because of that. But I've learned to kind of like with my friends like or stuff like that, I've learned like now that like it's important to like show that part and like rawness, you know.
Yeah.
So people can like understand you more, because sometimes people don't even notice like the deeper meaning of any of the songs. Like they're more of like
very true.
Yeah. So sometimes they need that extra push where it's like, you know, tell them and they're like, oh shit, like it all makes sense.
Like boom.
But I feel like yeah, like I can't wait to like this to get to the like point of my career where like people actually start looking more into like my lyrics than like, you know, like anything else. Because like there's like so much meaning and like emotion like in it. Like
I like
there's
that.
So much in it.
That's great. That's actually a good answer to that question, because sometimes we do, we kind of want to shelter a lot of ourselves. We don't want to say too much, but we also want you to feel where we're coming from. So it's, it is a, like you said, a hit or miss. It's a hit or miss. So
and
you
then plus,
me,
like,
yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Plus all those emotions locked in this one song is like crazy. Like,
yeah. It's sometimes you want to hide a little bit. You don't want to give them too much, because we are humans at the end of the day. So we don't want to like overexpose ourselves, but we do want you to feel where we're coming from. So let's talk about your hit single that you got out right now, Bad Apple.
I love that song. It's one of my favorites ever.
The song, the video, like, oh my gosh, you overdid it. You really, really set a stone, like you set a example for independent artists. Like you took it top notch. The song is so amazing, and I just really want to hear like your story behind it, like if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
Okay.
I think, oh, this is one of like my favorite songs, and like, okay, so going back to Too Late. So I had this song already recorded when I was recording the music video to Too Late. I just like was like, oh, like I love this song, like it's special. A lot of people were like, I don't know, like you're going this route, you know, or questioning it a little bit. But like I kept going back to the song, and like, okay, let me just go back to the writing. So the writing let alone was like so like easy and like fluid. Like I was just like, so it was just like water, like it all just came like immediately. Me and my engineer were just like sitting down, Don C, like he's my great friend, we've been working together for a long time, and he sometimes like co-writes with me too, sometimes he lets me like kind of like do it like on my own a lot more now. And I feel like he loves seeing that side of me where it's like I'll just like show up with like a song written. But yeah, with Bad Apple, like we literally were just like playing with like beats and stuff, you know, and like kind of just working on it. And like we kind of just go back and forth with like, oh, like what do you think about this? I'm like, yeah, let's keep going that way. Let's keep going. I don't know, take that off. You know, we're just kind of like vibing back and forth. And then we had a like the beat like done. And I don't even think the beat was done yet. I was already writing to like a certain like a rhythm like that's in like the beat, and I was writing to it. And I don't know, I just started saying like demons playing in my head every time I lay in bed, which I was like worried about. I was like, wait, like I don't know, like is this like too like dark? I don't know where we're going with this. And then I just started playing on like the thought of like religion and like the trauma that I went through as a kid. And like it's really just about that, just like just being like the outsider, like in like a group of people, because you know a lot of like people in the Mexican community are like very like, sorry, there's like stuff going around. I look insane, I'm like, but yeah, there's like a lot of people in the Mexican like culture are like very like there's a lot of like homophobia, or there's like a lot of like feelings, you know, it's like really dark, especially in the Catholic religion. I don't know, or
Right.
and really, or a lot of religions, like they like do shame a lot of like people who are like
Yeah.
part of the LGBTQ plus community. So I just wanted to play on that and kind of like not even play on that, but like just write about that experience, because I had never really talked about it in any of my songs. And I feel like with like me saying demons playing in my head, it was like challenging to like it was like challenging like my entire like childhood. It was challenging my entire like religion, or like ch challenging to like my parents and everyone who like ever was challenging me as a kid, you know?
Right, okay.
So it just like has so much like heaviness behind it with that, I guess. I feel like it's kind of like a heavy topic, but it needs to be talked about, you
It
know?
does, it does.
Sunny, lonely.
This is a reminder that there is a visual for this episode available on YouTube. Please be sure to tune in.
But yeah, just kind of talked about it. But in the way I like how I wrote the song, because I wrote it more like as a story rather than like my perspective. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just talks about a priest falling in love with like a gay boy or like mm-hmm. a gay guy.
I like this.
And yeah, it's a crazy story. I was explaining it to like my uncle and my aunt, and they were just like, bro, like what? You're See, crazy.
This is the part of the art that I'm saying, like, this is some deep mm-hmm. art. And if no one yeah. got this breakdown from you, it wouldn't be as appreciated, in my opinion. Yeah. Like hearing the background, right. because people don't realize, like we always say it in our community, how representation matters. And so this mm-hmm. is really telling not just your story, but so many people's stories.
And I think in sometimes like the social norms need to be challenged a little more and yeah. need to be pushed a little more for people to like wake up. Because if you're just like not or like protesting kind of sometimes, you know, like if you're just protesting, like people don't fucking get it. If you're peacefully mm-hmm. protesting, people don't fucking listen at all.
That's true.
They really don't. They just like brush you off and like, shut the fuck up, you know?
Right.
Can I cuss?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I was like, I keep cussing. But yeah, like, you know, like if you just, you know, sometimes you got to get a little more aggressive on these people, because if you don't, they're just going to keep like brushing you off. And like society has been doing like that to the community and many communities like for so long. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I feel like I know like a priest falling in love with a guy is like a strong topic or a heavy topic, but I'm sure there's someone out there who has experienced that. Exactly. And like, yeah, like this song talks about like how like the priest loves the innocence of this like one gay guy and falls in love with him mm-hmm. and how like he only prays for this gay guy to be innocent only for him, you know, mm-hmm. which is like very like dark mm-hmm. and it's like fucking crazy. But this is shit that is actually happening, and like I don't know, I just wanted to throw jabs at like kind of people who like always like judge us for being who we are,
right.
when it's like, bro, like you're throwing the rocks, like look who the fuck is talking, you know?
Right. And I think
it's kind of just like a job.
Yeah, it's funny because there was like a priest online going like, there's no such thing as gay Christians, and just going mm-hmm. in and stuff. And I'm like, it's so hypocritical, because even mm-hmm. in the Bible, they say that you're not supposed to judge, you know, your neighbor.
Others.
And no sin is greater than the next and all of these different things. But they exclude that whenever they are bashing, especially the LGBTQIA mm-hmm. community. It's like we get so much bashing and we don't get any we're not forgiven by our own people, and it's just weird. And not that we should even want to be or care, but it's just I don't like how we get bashed so much by people in general. It's really sad.
We do, and it's like we just like take it and take it and take it, and it's mm-hmm. like there's no need for us to be like tolerating anything like this. Exactly. Like we don't have to mm-hmm. we shouldn't even have to educate people on a topic that a grown-ass person should like know about already, you know?
Right.
It's like I don't need you don't need to understand a person's feelings mm-hmm. to like respect them and just allow a person to be themselves. Yeah. You know,
that's true.
Another thing or phrase I hate is I respect you. Mm-hmm. I respect your choices, or I respect who you are. It's like you respecting me sounds like you're just like tolerating me. Like right. I need you to accept me all the way if you're gonna be around me. If you Hello. Don't, boohoo, bye.
Right, come on.
You know. So I think it's kind of like, yeah, I feel like this song definitely like, you know, brought in like a new me, and like definitely impacted the project I'm working on completely, that I had to scrap so much music that I had already done.
I like this, but though. Especially like the beginning. Video. Like the video to me was so amazing. Like you wouldn't think that, oh, this is an independent artist. Like the video was incredible. I love the symbolism. I noticed like the flash dance inspiration that you had in there with the water mm-hmm. and I was like, this is a brilliant video. Like everything about it, I loved it. I love how wild and chaotic and just fun that it looked. Like where did all of this come from? Like, you did it. I love that video.
Like, not only like the symbolism in the video, like, is like something like I was thinking about already, but like I also wanted to come on like a little more stronger than like my last videos.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to for a minute I was making videos that I was just like, okay, like just like kind of going slow, kind of just giving people something to look back at. But then I was like, okay, with Bad Apple, this has to be like something, like something. It has to put me somewhere, like somewhere else. I try to build my catalog very like smart, in a very smart way. So yeah, with also immediately when I was writing this song, I already started thinking of what I wanted in the video. I already immediately like knew where I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And yeah, with that being said, I do want to like say like in the video, what I really wanted was like, I wanted to seem like I'm in the pits of hell, because that's exactly what people always like tend to say, that, you know, where the LGBTQ plus people are going. So yeah. I wanted it to like seem very like that, and being like, well, I'm in the pits of hell having fun, baby.
Yeah. It was very
having fun.
I love how strong and daring it was. I just loved everything about the video. It really matched the song. Not oftentimes we're able to bring out most of our ideas, if not any of our ideas, in the music video, because sometimes our ideas are so big that we go over budget. Like, I know I've done that so many times where I'm like, okay, I would need like a crazy green screen team behind this or something crazy. But I feel like you really brought out the power of the song in the video, and both of them together is just like super incredible. I loved everything about it. So that video and song is available right now. I saw the video, it's on YouTube. The song is available on all major streaming platforms. Tell us a little bit more about like, how can we support you? Where can we find you if we want to support you?
So I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram. It's pretty much it for now. I think I'm on Facebook. No, I'm on Facebook too. Uh-huh. And I'm all under Faello, Faellow. Yeah.
What's next for you? What can we expect next?
I just came back from like working on a few things in LA.
Okay.
So I just worked on like a couple... I worked on a new song too, like a new song and a new video for this song. Okay. But I do want to like chill with Bad Apple a little bit more, just because everything that I'm working on right now, like I'm going to be like releasing and getting ready for release on in January or like February. So I don't know. I like to like, I usually don't spend a lot of time promoting one song, but I think with like how Bad Apple has been received and like what it's done for me, like it's nothing crazy, but it's like way more than I received before.
Right.
And I don't know, I'm really excited about this, and I want to make sure that I like take this the right route and like make the smart moves. But
the
Bad Apple,
the best
out.
Way is for us to continue to support you and run those numbers up on YouTube, Spotify, all of that, and help you build your brand even bigger, because I know that whatever is coming at the Bad Apple is going to be incredible, because this really set a record. Like, this is something to remember.
Like, shout out to Ryan Joseph too, because he definitely did his fucking video too. Yo,
I always wanted to work with
so
Ryan
fucking
too.
Well, together.
Yeah,
we work so well together. Like, the way, like, we worked again, we just worked again. So like,
okay,
that I fucking just like know it's about to be magic. And like shout out to him for like being able, like, this is a straight man,
right?
And like, he's like able to like just like, yes, like go for it and hype me up through it all and just be like, yes. And I'll be like, Ryan, what do you think about this? Is this too much? He's like, nah, go for it. Like, do it. Like,
I love that. See, I love working with people that are passionate, that are behind us and support us for what we do and what we bring to the table. Collaborating with people like that, it heightens up what you're doing.
Yeah. I feel like very supported by, you know, the team I do like or do have. And like, these are like fucking amazing friends who are just like supporting me. And shout out to Shanti too for fucking letting me write these crazy ass like gay lyrics. Like, this is another straight man. And like, the fact that they like allow me to just like openly express myself around them is like crazy. Like,
I love that. What? And shout out to them. Yeah. Anybody else you want to shout out before we get into our last random questions?
My bestie, who is also in the Bad Apple music video, I've known this girl
She
for
did
like,
that.
we were like 15 when I met her. And like now we're like in our 20s and just like living like our dream in a way. It's like
I
fucking
love
crazy to go up with someone like that. She met me in
it.
my awkward phase.
Right.
Like, what? Like,
Watched you
who
grow.
would have
You
known?
both watched each other grow. I love that.
Yes, it's like
Nothing like that
crazy.
genuine
So,
support.
yes, so it's like having like a sibling and a friend is like, beautiful. So shout out to her for being in the video and also helping with makeup too. She's my makeup artist,
Wow.
basically.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of them for showing you love and helping
Shout
us
out to
succeed.
Busy.
Man, come on now. Hey,
Shout out
shout
to
out to
Busy.
you.
I can take a bitch in a flashlight. I do. That's my go-to song. Like,
I got a video of you shaking a mean ass to that on San Diego Pride stage this
of
year.
course, of
Like, I got
course,
to send that
leak
to you.
it. Ah,
Ah, I'm gonna
yeah.
keep that when you blow up. I'm be like, this is
Like,
my
this is him.
baby. So,
No,
I used to do three random questions. I'm gonna bring them back. I believe we got time for all three. So, my first random question for you is, would you rather have no nose or no arms?
yeah. Fuck. Maybe no nose, so like I won't have to smell.
Right.
But then I wouldn't be able to taste. Fuck.
Yeah, that's true. And I love to eat.
I'll be a bad bitch without arms.
Hello, period. What would be your superpower?
Superpower would be to, I don't know, maybe okay, invisible, like become invisible. Yeah.
Invisibility. Okay, I like that. I always say that one too. And the
Yeah, just to get
last
away.
question, speaking of get away, the last question, if you could travel any place on earth, where would you go?
Was really smooth.
Yes.
Get away. Where would I go? Where would I go? I don't know. Where would I wait? Can you repeat the question? I
Any
also
place on
focus in
earth,
smoothness.
any place on
Any
earth, where would you go if you could go right now?
right now, I'd probably go to New York and like get drunk. Ah.
Hello.
Go to New York, perform over there. Ah.
I want to go to New York just to get me a chopped cheese.
No. Wait,
I love
what
to
is
eat.
that? I've never
That's
been.
like they're known for like their chopped cheese and their New York hot dogs and all of that stuff.
Oh, okay. I have to try that when I'm out there.
Yeah, take me with you.
Let's go. Let's go. Yeah.
So tell us one more time, where can we find you? Give us your social handles.
I'm on Spotify. I'm on Instagram, under FAELLOW. I am on YouTube, where definitely check out YouTube because that's where
Yes.
the gold is at. That's where the gold is
Yes.
at. I love that.
I
So
just
yeah,
subscribed
watch
to
my
your
music video
YouTube. I was kind of sad I wasn't already subscribed to your YouTube, but I
there.
am now. I was like, what the heck? What am
Okay.
I doing with my life? But yes, make sure y'all follow my baby, support, stream the music, make sure you watch the videos, like get involved with everything that they're doing. Get on the Instagram, comment, like, share. We need all of that because you never know what that adds up to. And we really appreciate it. But hello, thank you for
Yes.
coming back to the Get to Know Me
Thank you, Busy.
podcast.
It's always so fun to be here. Thank you so much.
I
And
appreciate your
this
energy. I
is
know we were
home.
planning this for a minute and I went a little ghost, but I came back to get my baby on the show.
But this is perfect timing. This is
It is
perfect
no
timing.
timing like now. If you ever need anything, if you ever want to come back, you're always welcome. We can't get enough of you, so don't ever feel like, oh, I've already been on there. No, you can come back and back and back and back. And I'll continue to improve on my questions and everything like that.
You're amazing. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Thank
But
you.
same to you, likewise. I'm here. If you ever need anything, you already know.
We got you. Y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Everything about Faella will be in the description of the podcast, as well as a brief description of what we talked about. But we want y'all to make sure you share this interview, this episode with all your friends and, help us get these streams up. We need it. Hey, I
You
always
so
end,
much.
of course, I always end the podcast telling everybody to stay blessed, but stay dangerous for one, because it's crazy out here. We love y'all. Peace. We out. sign up today for only 99 cents a month to be a subscribe listener to the Get to Know Me podcast. You'll get access to exclusive interviews, episodes, and more.